This is our weekly segment where I'm joined by Dr. Ford Vox, WABE's medical analyst. You know, Dr. Vox, the Dallas police chief told reporters that the sniper who shot 12 police officers last week sounded delusional and smeared nonsensical messages in blood before police killed him. Some have suggested, but I'm curious, do you think a mental illness played a part in this latest mass shooting?
Of course, it's going to require policing, good detective work to really piece together this man's life. That work is ongoing. But I'm certainly of the viewpoint that some of these mass shootings seem by their nature to require a serious form of mental illness. Really separate from the question of legal insanity, certain types of crimes, like shooting 12 police officers, guarding a protest, murdering children at an elementary school, shooting 49 people at a nightclub, they can only result from an unhealthy mind.
So you're suggesting everyone, for example, in ISIS is mentally ill, or that all of the 9/11 hijackers were also mentally ill?
Some, undoubtedly. There's group abnormal psychology going on as well. You know, whether we're talking about the Manson family or ISIS, pick your cult.
Helter Skelter and ISIS, not two concepts many people think about in the same category.
You know, the ideologies, the imagery, the labels, these are all interchangeable. The pathology, a fringe attraction to zealotry, that's not.
But can we really turn to medicine to save us? Is that the answer to these mass shootings?
It's both a social and a medical problem, I think. Most murders are committed by people with no signs of mental illness. That's true. Most people with mental illness pose no risk of harm. That's true. At the same time, it's important to recognize that we will always have a base rate of mental illness in society. And it matters how well we help those people. It matters what kind of society we're in, what world of ideas and culture we're circulating in, as to how some small percentage of us will manifest violence. Some will latch on to ISIS. Some would latch on to Charlie Manson if he were still recruiting.
Well, now, not everybody is going to agree with you, but I think where you're going with this is guns.
You know, it's easy to access guns, and that's undeniably part of our problem. Australia has the full spectrum of social issues and mental illnesses we do without these horrific events. Only this year, the Obama administration did clarify to states that, you know, they aren't violating healthcare privacy rules if they upload information about civil commitments and people adjudicated incompetent to the NICS database. A lot of states thought that that actually violated HIPAA.
NICS being the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. HIPAA is perhaps the largest consumer privacy law Congress has ever passed. But back to the issue, wow, this is the database gun sellers are supposed to run names through before selling a gun.
Yes, and it's been very incomplete for a long period of time, and it's going to take a long time to fix.
But you can't just do a better job regulating guns and really expect people who are distressed in costume, so to speak, that they'll never commit mass murders again.
But I think we can stop some of them. So you're referencing the Aurora, Colorado theater shootings there. You know, that's a case where someone sought psychiatric care, but the psychiatrist didn't have good tools in front of her to respond to the case. You know, for one thing, we've seen a precipitous drop in psychiatric beds in this country. There were like 400,000 in 1970, dwindling to 50,000 by 2006. Of course, our population increased vastly during that time. You know, options are really limited.
And where does Georgia stand on this issue?
Shaky ground. According to an annual report compiled by Mental Health America, Georgia ranks 46 on getting adults with acute mental illness treatment. For our uninsured population, we rank 47th. Among people who can't afford health care, whether they have insurance or not, we rank 50th. So it's bad, and the fact that we didn't expand Medicaid as the ACA invited us to do is a large part of that.
There has to be some hope here.
You know, the U.S. Senate and the House have now actually passed some good mental health reform bills. The House's bill just passed last week.
All right. Well, thanks, Dr. Vox. And as you said, most people, and this is important to stress, with mental illness don't commit heinous crimes like the ones we saw in Dallas, but we can clearly do more to improve the circumstances of those living with mental illness, and that should have an impact on everyone's safety.
Yeah, I think so too.
And if you missed part of this week's Medical Minute or you'd like more information, you can head to our website, wabe.org. Just look for the Medical Minute tab, and you can also follow us on Twitter. That's @MedMinute.